When Dick's drunk at dinner with our friends, the set designer and his putting partner, he takes off down the road to Laurie Boo's house, while reviews hail him as a modern dance master, and stands in the gutter shouting, "Laurie Booth, you tosspot, you poser, come out here, I loathe you!" And when no one appears to challenge him, goes back to the table, satisfied, victorious. Dick sculpts in a small way. Years ago, he watched his wife beat cancer, only to fly through the windscreen fatally one early summer morning on the way to Cornwall. His son has some behavioural problem, but he is not alone. As I pass Laurie Booth walking his dogs in the park with his bald head and earrings, goatee, shades and swagger, I swear at him under my breath. In a similar period, I lost my brother in an epileptic fit and my obese daughter walked out. Like Dick, I mess with forms obscurely. We are both blunted. His knife remains sharper. Laurie Boo's latest show sees him give a breathtaking performance among dripping ice cubes to a unique electronic score, fully funded, sold out, and booked for a long tour. His is a handsome house. He has two presentable children, and presumably a troop of lovers. Should a seminal creator be the butt of so much vitriol? I don't know the answer. But in this city, Dick and I are not unusual. Some men make you want to spit.